for me, it always thinks, I think about robust pre's followed by timely posts with overlapping residuals. That's really the message that I'm trying to convey to growers. And how do we do that in our corn space? It's like an Acuron down followed by Halix GT or a split shot of Acuron. Or in that soybean space, it's like a Tendovo down followed by a timely post application of whatever trait you're using, whether it be the Enlist or the Dicamba, throw in a little bit of overlapping residual. Those are really what we need to do to keep those fields clean. But it really starts with that robust pre's followed by a timely post. And that's really what we need to do. I unfortunately think that growers get lulled into, oh man, it's clean. My pre's working great. And then once we get a flush of weeds, then they start thinking about that post application. But that's almost too late, because once we see that flush, that means our pre or our residual's running out. And then if we're trying to do that overlapping residual concept, that's really not what we're getting. We're getting two standalone residuals, a standalone on the pre followed by a standalone on the post. And we're hoping that whether it be the Enlist or the Dicamba or the Liberty controls what weeds are up. And then we hope for a rain to activate that residual. And I don't want that. I actually want that call from the grower when he's going and spraying, why am I out here? I don't see anything. There's no weeds out here. That's right, because that pre hasn't broken yet. We're getting that overlapping residual on, and then we're going to get that timely rain to keep it going strong. I don't want to see those weeds come out. There's probably weeds there that the grower can't see that we're picking up. And we're cleaning up with that post activity, but I want that call saying, man, I don't know why I'm out here. And that's really what's going to make sure that those fields are clean, even into harvest.